Ready, Kathleen?
All right, it is 5:30. I'd like to call to order a regular scheduled meeting of the Mount Clover Township Board of Trustees on Monday, July 17th, 2023. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this is the second meeting of the month, so we do have our departmental reports. Were there any, we have a couple of additions to the agenda. Actually, we will be having an executive session to discuss litigation, contract negotiations, and also personnel and wages. Were there any other additions to the agenda? All right, so we will move forward. Our fiscal officer has submitted minutes from our last meeting on July 10th. Were there any additions and or corrections? If none, I'll make a motion to approve those as submitted.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery. On the motion, Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. And Gavin, do we have correspondence since our last meeting?
We do. We have the draft BZA minutes as correspondence.
And we got an email today related to those draft minutes.
Yeah, we received... email was in regards to the proposed bed and breakfast facility over on River Road that is currently being discussed by the Board of Zoning Appeals. Email suggested that we need some clarification in our zoning code to further define that, which it's one of those issues that kind of like green parking, that it's not really addressed. There's not a specific definition of for bed and breakfast in our zoning code, is there?
There is a definition. There's, let me see. It's, it doesn't go into a lot of detail, but let me look it up for you real quick. So bed. It says an establishment located within a single family dwelling that is the principal residence of the operator, where short-term lodging is offered for compensation, which includes the service of one or more meals to guests. So it's kind of basic, but that's what we have.
Right. I've been talking about the VRBO situation for about the last year, and I thought that that would have implied bed and breakfast, but it hasn't. So I feel strongly that and the OTA, I think, supports the stand that in residential neighborhoods, a commercial entity of lodging doesn't make sense. And I understand in our zoning resolution, I learned quickly, luckily, that bed and breakfast is allowed in AR. And when you say AR, you think of a farm out in the field, but so much of Mount Clover Township was built with AR zoning that we might need somehow to tweak that. Because the neighborhood that we're talking about right here is a neighborhood just like my neighborhood or Chuck's neighborhood. In fact, Trudy, you're AR, aren't you?
I'm on 4 acres.
Right. So that's kind of where you see it. You don't see it next door to somebody where parking becomes an issue and they hear the radio all night because they're on the back patio. And so I think there has to be something different in the in how you distinguish AR.
Yeah, I think just a...
Am I making sense?
No, just a cleaner
definition.
Or,
I understand what you mean.
So I very much would like this meeting to be this BZA meeting to be postponed until we can work through that issue, but I'm not sure any of that can happen. So I'm going to leave it with staff in my mind to, that's the legal team, the zoning, the administrator, to see that we do the absolute best we can with this situation and then to explore how we strengthen our VRBO, bed and breakfast, lodging in a resident, I don't know how I can say it any clearer, lodging in a residential neighborhood. And in that zoning code, I think you need to talk about taxes and all that stuff that they that comes along with lodging.
Yeah, I think lodging in a single family, because didn't we, and I'm the church out here on Clover Road that asked for, it's conditional use, but then they wanted to change the conditional use for a halfway house a couple years
yes.
ago.
Over on Maumee Western,
Yeah, I mean, so that, I like I said, those are the things that, you know, are the conditional use, special use, or, and I don't want to speak for Barbara, but I don't think, if I'm interpreting you right,
yes.
we don't want to have this type of activity in single family neighborhoods.
Right.
Or residents, yeah.
And our code needs to reflect that. And I understand that the state legislature may have ultimate authority on this, but right now they're leaving us to decide. And I also like to be on the cutting edge of the state legislature. So if we're allowed to put a moratorium or whatever we need to do when that changes, I want to be there. I don't want to be behind the eight ball on this issue. And I think that's smart, Chuck, to talk about broader than just a hotel type experience.
Right. Yeah, because there's a lot of things that fall under that. I mean, you look at halfway houses, group homes, there's your rehab things.
Yep. I need it really clear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And am I really clear, Harold? Or do I sound
yes.
clear?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, we can put this date down so I can remember that I said it.
Oh my God.
Look. I highlighted it yellow.
Do you got it yellow?
I got it yellow.
All right. Were there any other correspondence, Gavin?
No.
All right. Do you have some action items for your report here?
I do. I have the bills to be approved. Just noting that we ended up voiding out the sheriff bill last time, so it's re-included. So the total shows the sheriff bill again. We're not repaying it. Just so.
All right, I make a motion to approve the bills as presented, totaling $343,169.62 for the attached list with the notation about the reissue of the sheriff check.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lenny?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
And then I need to increase some appropriations again. This year, we've been doing a lot of cemetery work on our own that isn't normally just the burials and all that. So we are, instead of contracting out the work that they're doing, we're exceeding our payroll. And then some of the supplies and all that other stuff. So
is that working better for the bottom line or worse?
All right, I'll make a motion to increase appropriations as follows. Account 2041410190, cause zero wages by $15,000. 2041-410-213, quad zero Medicare by $375. 2041-410-211, quad zero OPERS by $1,850. And 2041-410-430-quad-zero small tools by $1,000.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Vickery?
Yes.
Nothing else, just the external audit should be wrapping up here shortly. When I get the final report, I'll give it to you, and we can schedule a Zoom with them if that's the desire. Healthcare audit should be starting here. I asked for it to be late July, so I expect them to reach back out to me. And then we are going to finally switch to a new payroll company for the first payroll in August. So everyone will start to get an email. We'll send one out ourselves, then the payroll company will send one out because everyone will have to sign in, you know, for the first time and all of that.
So is that all employees?
It's all employees.
You just needed additional services that this payroll company, I think you've mentioned this before.
Yeah, just they do other government entities, and just some of the retirement reporting now,
okay.
And there's a lot going on, and just going to someone that's a little more full service. Nothing wrong with the company we've been using, they just don't.
Without growing them?
They don't service many townships, and they have some, you know, different needs, and I end up filing all that myself. Just with the addition of firefighters and all of that. It's just easier to subcontract the whole thing out.
Definitely.
I already got two emails from them today,
yeah.
And my only concern at this point is people are probably going to see those and think they're junk or spam.
Well, that's why we're going to have to send out an email first.
Right.
I didn't get an email.
No, they were just, Harold's an administrator, so am I. So we are set up before them.
Yeah. But people are going to see those if we don't let them know it's coming.
Yeah.
Well, right, I'll think you're trying to scam me because you've been trained to think everything is a scam.
Absolutely, yes.
So is that something?
What's the name of the
Who's going to let the employees know? I mean, is Kathleen or are you going to? Who's going to send?
You don't even have to worry about it.
As long as I got my email.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm getting paid.
Company is called HR Butler.
Okay, that helps.
Okay.
But
they were at the OTA, yeah.
The email was from somebody else as well. But
yeah. We'll coordinate.
As long as people know it's coming.
Yep.
It's can be trusted.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Under old business, our legal counsel in the working session said they had a meeting on last Friday. Harold, did you want to just making progress and identify some parcels for a potential new residential TIF and the roundabout?
Dawn has a list of parcels prepared, and we did a comparison with our interchange TIF, and there were just a couple parcels that had to come off that list. So she's got a good, clean list of parcels that can go in that new TIF.
Great. All right, and then park improvements updates. I know you last time you talked about getting together with the Bureau Group for plans and the addition to the maintenance garage.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, any updates there on any progress?
On the building? Nothing.
Or other park improvements updates?
I touched base with China about the pickleball court screens, and she's still waiting to hear back. They should be here anytime. Your paddle holders. I don't know the actual name of them. The placeholders. No, dugout.
Yeah.
You have to put your paddle down to play.
It's like, it's cool. Like your quarters. It's like your quarters. It's new
very,
age of quarters.
It's very intimidating to me. I can never play.
I'm shopping with China with her vendor to see if I can get a better price to get, because you said you wanted 12, and counting people out there, there's more people than holders, so I'm trying to make sure that we meet what we're trying to accomplish. So as soon as I get that back, a good number, I will get it ordered.
Okay. And then I know, I talked with you and Harold about maybe with theft, if the person caught maybe an updated some cameras out there. It's the theft that was at the cemetery that the person we got on.
So there's been conversation about that a lot in the shop with, and Harold and I talked briefly. And you said something about having those pictures sent to a phone.
There's some of the new technology does that.
Yeah,
some of those cameras.
Who does that go to? Like, there's some question there. And like, if we're taking pictures since we're not the sheriff's office, does that even go to the sheriff's office? Does that need to go to a?
Can go to you.
So
like a Ring doorbell.
Yeah, so to put that in perspective,
okay.
That one camera.
We'll let you guys take care of that, yeah.
That one camera took 3,330-some pictures in a week and a half. So
and you
that's,
don't want to go into your phone.
I don't want 3,300-whatever pictures.
Of a raccoon.
Right, the trees blow away.
It was one experience.
Right.
I don't think we need to move mountains for one when it becomes a problem.
And Harold, I mean, he definitely wants those pictures coming to him too, right?
Well, no, I thought the vandalism he had with the persons who removed the sign and pulled it out of the ground.
That was over the maintenance.
If you want them over, I mean, we
cameras.
Can move that camera from the cemetery to over there, but I'm not sure what the legal thing is. Just tell me if we're good.
I think they just have to post video cameras
you got
or something being posted.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll let you and Harold work that out.
Thank you.
So. Okay. And then, Harold, anything since last week on the building fire station?
I still have not
report?
Heard anything from Tony Perales. I will follow up with him.
Okay. Any new business items for us tonight? All All right, Eric, what do you have for us?
Well, just a pretty normal summer report. There's dealing with a lot of grass calls lately, but that's the time of year. You know, we've had some rain, and it's midsummer, well, early to midsummer, and so there's just a lot of people asking for help with a lot of various things, and just if you have any questions.
Right, it's like your phone never stops ringing.
It rings constantly all day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many times do you have to explain how to put a pool in? It has to be...
Yeah, I know. I got a call from a resident over on Alvin Road, but I said, give her your call.
So, yeah. But I was out today doing grass inspection, so just that time of the year.
Any questions for Eric and his report?
The site plan review for the Friendship Kitchen, I thought a lot of this was already taken care of, so now they finally have given you a site review?
No, well, they applied a while ago,
right.
And 99% of everything is taken care of, but there's some things that the county engineer, they still have to... They had to do some revisions for the county engineer, and the county engineer is reviewing those, and so that's the only thing that we're still waiting on.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't started moving dirt yet. It seems like it's been going on for a long time.
It has. My understanding is it's a drainage related, just like EPA stuff, and so until that's all done, they probably can't move dirt yet. And so my understanding is the first week of August the review should be done by the county engineer, and once that's done, then I can release the zoning certificate.
All right. Anything else for Eric? Matt, what do you have for us tonight?
Fairly steady or normal month for June, 172 incidents for the fire department, with the breakdown on the sheet there. Only had one action item, resignation of one of our firefighter, paid recall firefighters, Seth Sweet.
I move to accept the resignation of FF Seth Sweet from Monclova Township Fire Department effective June 27th, 2023. And according to your information, all of his equipment, everything has been turned back in. That is township personnel.
Yes.
So I move to accept the resignation of Seth Sweet from Monclova Township Fire Department effective June 27th, 2023. Second.
Seconded by Lang on the motion. Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
The rest of it, the report was largely informational. If you have any questions that I could answer.
How's Safety City coming? Are we good? Ready to go?
Yeah.
Is it sold out?
No.
That's great.
Yeah, we want it sold out.
Yeah. So there's still, I'm talking.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, there's no more time. I had to order t-shirts and it's going to be in 3 weeks prior too.
Shoot.
Bad. You just won't get a t-shirt, right?
It's the summer league going into the fall sports season for our t-shirt people. So they're very busy. So unfortunately, usually it's a quick turnaround with them. But I had to give them 3 weeks notice. So.
This is the first time Safety City has been happening since, what, 2 or 3 years because
about,
of COVID?
About 3 years, yeah.
3 years, yeah.
So I'm sure it will get momentum again going on.
Yeah, I mean, we've got 26, 27 total for the two sessions. So
Safety Township.
A little bit less than what
safety
I wish.
Safety Township, not Safety City. I'm sorry. Safety Township.
We're right there. It's a good first year to get my feet wet. And
thanks, Scott.
All right, Doug, what else you got for us in your report here?
It's essentially informational. The cemetery, I don't know if you guys have been by Swan Creek to look at that building.
Well, I saw the picture in the monitor.
No, I didn't see it either.
Right, that's where it was. That's where I saw it, right?
Did you like it?
I probably saw it on Facebook, too.
Do you like it? Are you happy?
I should need to drive in and
yes.
Look at it.
I will meet you any day and unlock the gate for you. The drain out front, we replaced that, and we poured the pads, so everything is going to be handicap accessible for whatever the future holds for that building. But right now, the concrete's flat, it's sealed, the doors work like they're supposed to.
I'd like it to become the, I always say crematorium, that's not how it works. And I want to be the first purchaser, so let's get on that. let's only charge like $200 for the first month, like a deal.
St. Joe's is getting $3,000 and $4,000 for those.
I know. They're super expensive, and I want.
I will be more than happy.
$4,000 at the bottom, top.
Yeah.
$3,000 at the bottom, $5,000 in the middle.
If you guys
can hold two urns.
Shoot me a picture, somebody, please, of exact because.
And we can do the same thing at Roth, an outdoor version. So
if you send me a picture of kind of what you guys are thinking, then I can start.
Yes.
Going down that road. With Harold and
I think that might be a little expensive, but there is limited space and there is no way to get into Swan Creek besides that. So
I could sell it out in 3 months.
Father Eric was a development director.
Yes, he was. He sits in.
He's not shy about asking for money.
We sit on the same board together, yes.
So I see you mentioned in here about the oil separator pump out.
It's happening Wednesday.
Okay.
We're figuring roughly 1,000 gallons. I can't find anywhere an actual number. And everything is based on solid prices and liquid prices. So the sludge, some people call it solid, some people call it sludge. For this conversation, call it solids. That's like $3.50 a gallon. I don't know if I have it on here. And then the other one's like a range is about $1.40 a gallon. So we're figuring 1,000 gallons for here and 500 for back at the fire station. So that's what our prices are. It's an educated guess. We won't know until it's out, but right now our building's full and our drains aren't draining. So what we're doing is sticking a pressure washer in it, pushing the sludge out of the way so the water goes down. But that's not great. So
when we had that, we had Anchorbrick Power Mommy power washer for our to blow our lines because we needed a high pressure pumper to do it. Scott's shaking his head like, is it mommy pressure or something? So if that needs to be done.
So I asked one of the guys that came out and looked at it, seemed to be extremely knowledgeable about cleaning those things. He said if you're running a pressure washer through it and it's blowing the sludge out and it's draining, those chances of you needing pressure washed are slim to none because if a pressure washer alone is doing it, you're only getting it in that far, so you're not getting down the line. So if the line was backed up, it would never basically blow back on you, and that's not the case. So he felt confident with ours anyhow, not said the fire station, but ours at maintenance that it doesn't need that. And you're talking 20 feet of line at most. So
that's happening Wednesday?
Yes.
So I'm assuming one of these people?
Yeah, so after talking to everybody, Crystal Clean were the cheapest, and they can be here Wednesday, so. And he recommended before he even gave me a price that we do it at least every other year, if not every year. So Harold and I had a conversation about it, and it's been, we don't know how long. So we're going to go with every other year for the time being, seeing how we do with that. And if we need to adjust, then we'll adjust. So.
I thought I'd let you guys know when we went to the meeting last Wednesday, they now have a cleaning supply ordering process between the fire department and the maintenance. So it was, what, $3 a bottle is now costing us 30 cents?
Ish.
30 cents-ish.
So
but they have it. It's all color-coded, and the lines are color-coded, and they've got a storage rack where they do different bottles. And so we're not ordering too much, we're not ordering too little, and we're saving a lot of money. Did I explain that right, Scott and Doug?
Yeah, that's... I'm not going to take credit for that. That's Scott's driving force, and him and I just worked together to figure out a better way to do business and a more cost-effective way, and that's, I think it's going to work well.
Okay. I just had two things. Seems like over the weekend there's a lot of signs in the right-of-way around the township for junk removal. I mean, literally, like they weren't there Saturday. Sunday, they're there. And I noticed two of them on the way over here. So
there's just certain things about Monclova Township. So. I was saying in the working session, parking on both sides of the road is a real problem for the residents, right? If it's a one-way road, that's a real problem. And signs, a real problem.
Yeah. So,
we'll get
and then
tomorrow.
The other thing, I also, over the weekend, had a chance to talk to Becky Stahl. Who said she met with you at the cemetery over a spot for her husband, and she was very complimentary of you.
She's a very nice lady. Did she give you her gift? She did. Okay.
Yeah, the cookies?
Yeah. Signs. I showed Kathleen last Friday the amount of signs we got in 1 week, and it's astronomical the amount of signs we pull down weekly.
Amazing.
They had a garage sale in the roundabout last week, two of them.
We'll get after them.
If you guys see them, text me.
Because you see it more than I do. I don't get on every road every day, but if you see them on the way to work, just text me. It's not a complaint, it's a set of eyes, and I'll be more than happy to grab them. Eric tells me all the time, hey, there's one here and here. Perfect. We'll go grab it.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Maybe if they see, they come down right away.
The worst ones were the pressure wash ones. They were screwing on trees.
Telephone poles.
Harold, do you have a couple action items in your report?
Just a couple items. Getting ready to start working on our OPWC application for our 2025 resurfacing project, and we need to enter a formal request for engineering assistance from the county engineer for that project.
I move to approve resolution 07172023-01 requesting assistance from the Lucas County engineer in preparing an OPWC funding application for our 2025 resurfacing project. Winterbourne, Crystal Ridge, Brandywine, Deer Ridge, and Deer Valley.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
And the other item, kind of explained in my memo, when Larry Severance came to work for us in 2001, he brought his own tools, and when he retired in 2022, he took them with him.
How's Larry doing?
He's doing okay. You probably talked to him since I have.
He seems to enjoy retirement.
Good.
I think he's stress-free and living life.
I move to approve $8,000 for the purchase of mechanics tools based on the list provided by the maintenance supervisor.
Second.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Lang.
Yes.
The rest is just information.
Have we heard anything back on the bridge, Harold, for the sledding hill?
We have not.
All right.
What is this?
Were there any questions, comments, or concerns regarding any agenda items with anybody in the audience tonight? All right, then I will make a motion to move into executive session to consider the compensation of a public employee or official and to discuss potential litigation and contract negotiations.
Second.
Seconded by Lang on motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
I was just pointing out that's what the agenda item was. Record
time. Chances are not.
Okay.
You can listen to it later.
That draft BZA thing, did they make a recommendation about the
B&B? No, not yet.
They just talked about it, but they didn't make
it. Hey, on those tools?
Yeah, they just talked it.
I mean, not
this.
Seconded by Vickery on the motion. Vickery?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right, at this time we have no action items, but Kathleen, will you put on the agenda for our next meeting executive session while we're going to do some math problems and we'll further discuss part-time firefighter wages and also lateral moves?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Herschel on the motion. Lang.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Vickery.
Yes.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.